Tickle poops, oh, tickle poops, little fruits.
I hope you know when you started recording, and they've got you on there singing about tickle poops. Yes. Hey, everyone, this is Saylet with We're reading Dirty Books, and our special series of We're Talking Fantasy Football. And today, since I don't have my dearest Kalina with me, I've got Peter Hemingway, my brother-in-law, and the one we call Dan. You guys hear me talk about him all the time. Yep. It's the one I call husband.
The three-time champion.
Here we go. So the reason I'm bringing them on the show is because it would be quite boring if it was just me talking about football, something I know jack shit about. I'm bringing them on the show to talk to you guys about what's happening this week in our fantasy league. What is it? Week 9? 10?
Week 10.
Week 10? See, I don't even know what week it is. I guess so far my team is sucking, mainly because whoever this McCaffrey kid is just scored 31 points against us. I know who he is. I'm just saying whatever because he's totally whipping my team's ass so far. But I hope that Israel doesn't listen to this episode. I'm going to put this episode up at what? When's the first game? 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it up at like 11:01 so that when Christy listens to this, she's like, babe, you didn't put in a defense. And I'll be like, ha, 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 he didn't catch it. So I hope he doesn't kick our ass this week. But you guys are thinking he will.
It just with 31 points that Christian McCaffrey scored, I mean, he was pretty much the only offense that the Panthers had this last week. So, I don't know. It doesn't look good. Even if all of his players play to the projected, there's a good chance he's going to beat you.
Yep. Well, all of my questionable characters are now healthy. So, Cam didn't step up and do what he needed to do. But, you know, whatever. Whatever happened, happens. Kenny Stills was the one that was, like, questionable and not healthy. So,
what's crazy, though, is the projections, are really high for your running backs. Like,
they always get, their projections are always high. Those are our star players. Gordon and Elliott are our two-star players.
Do they break them? Yeah, do they break them every single week?
They just about do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
What about Butker as your kicker, though?
Butker does pretty good. We haven't had any complaints about
Kansas
him.
Seems to score, so yeah, Butker's getting his.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's 12 good, though.
No, 12 is about what he gets. Cohen this game, mm-hmm. that is actually a high prediction for him. Okay. Cohen usually doesn't have 12. He's probably at about 6 or 7. So I'm hoping that is going to stick and stay and that it's going to be a lot bigger than that because 31 points on one kid is not cool against me. So I'm feeling kind of helpless. I mean, we kept DT, which is pretty crazy because I mean, he's not.
I mean, he did decent last week against Denver, didn't he?
He did decent, but he didn't. Still, he didn't score.
It's DT. Very well. He'll get 80 to 100 yards, he won't do anything.
I seriously thought he was going to come back pissed and be like, "Oh, really? You're going to just switch me out?" I mean, I don't know if he'd been on any other teams previously than the Broncos, but right. You know, I don't know. I would have come in like guns blazing.
I think you guys are going to be okay. His top scorers are going to be Williams from the Chargers and T.Y. Hilton. Other than that, he's not going to have much. Amari Cooper's still just getting used to Dallas, so he's not going to...
Honey, do you have stage fright right now? You look so scared.
Well, there's no camera, so nobody knows. We're good.
You're not actually looking... You're looking kind of shitty this week, man.
Boom. Yeah.
No way.
Take that and a bag of rice.
Yeah, no, you kind of are.
How many times have you won the trophy?
Oh, that's what you are right now is you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Okay, no.
You literally just continuously bring up the past about things.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, who does Kansas City play?
That's beyond the point.
No, it's not beyond the point. Who does Kansas City
play? Okay. Arizona's defense is okay.
Did the Broncos look like supreme beings beating up Arizona?
No, but the Broncos are garbage fire. They're trash.
And they look supreme against Arizona, right? What do you think a good offense can do against Arizona? What do you think Patrick Mahomes and Kareem Hunt's going to do against Arizona?
You think they're going to beat their projected?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No.
There's no question about it.
No, there's no way.
Mahomes is going to get over 30.
Mahomes will get over 30, but I don't think Kareem Hunt's going to score like 40 points.
No, probably like 28.
That kid usually scores pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the best pickup you had. last year at least.
Atlanta, they're a high-scoring team, right?
Chubb, you'll get your 12. Smith, you'll get your 8. You might even get more than that.
Get more than that.
Baldwin's hit and miss.
Baldwin has been hurt all year. He's finally back. They got rid of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, Baldwin's been hurt all year. Terrell Williams is eh.
He, dude.
Grant is eh.
Okay, let's just take a look at the last three games for Baldwin. Or no, Tyrell Williams. He had 8 points, 21 points, 28 points, and then before that, 7 points.
So he's had two good weeks.
8 points and 7 points for a wide receiver, I'll take it. That's not how my team is built, so for a wide receiver, I'm fine.
I have to have my wide receivers perform, and they've been disappointing me all season.
Jakeem Grant, I mean, 3, 4, 5 points. He's not great, but
he's
not horrible. He's getting me points.
What I'm afraid of is that I'm going to lose to Ryan this week.
What? You can't lose to Ryan. He's like 0-0.
Yeah,
he isn't even playing.
I know, but I might lose to Ryan this
week. Is insane.
So it's week 10.
Mm-hmm.
There are four teams, 6-3, one team 8-1, two teams 5-4, and then three teams 4-5.
Which I'm in the 4-5 group.
Yeah, we have an 8-team playoffs. There's only 4 games to the playoffs. You probably can only lose one.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, I'm treating it that I need to win out, and I might lose to Ryan. He's got Tevin Coleman, which he's not hurt. Alfred Morris is his only like weak spot. And I have holes everywhere.
I mean, it's that time of the year where everybody is like gunning for playoffs.
How many more games do we have till playoff?
So, 4. After this week, 3. So, this one and 3 more.
Okay. So, you're in a very precarious place right now.
Yeah.
Because you're in 9th place.
Yep.
This was us for the past 7 years that we've been.
Hey, but right. Who's getting in the playoffs this year? I know.
Word up. So, like, we're 3rd right now, which is great. We took down Ben. He was 8-1 now, so we took him down.
Yep.
And I'm just hoping that the rest of his opponents are going to be able to take him down so that he could just fall off.
I play him week 13. He's definitely going to lose week 13.
Let's take him down. I'm rooting for you.
What's crazy, though, is that if I do get into the playoffs, I'll be the least scoring team out of everybody that's in there.
That's chunk. Yes.
But the great thing about the playoffs, then it's elimination, so it doesn't really matter at that point. If you lose, you fucking lose.
And that's what I'm hoping, is that if I make it into the playoffs, that my team, the guys I have on my team are on shitty enough teams in general,
right,
that they'll keep them in and they won't bench them. Because that's usually right around week, 13, 14 is usually right around, 14 is when they start benching their stars if they're guaranteed to get in.
But with Kansas City losing and with New England warming up and the Pittsburgh Steelers warming up, it's going to be a battle to the end for the AFC.
Yeah.
So a lot of the AFC teams won't bench their players week 13. In the NFC, you had the Saints that just beat the Rams. And, you know, they're going to battle it out to the end as well. So I think everyone's still going to be playing week 13, so I don't think that's going to be an issue, non-factor this year, you know?
Yeah. I definitely don't think I'm going to be doing too well against Ryan.
Hey, you know what? Last time we had you on the show, you were supposed to be losing to us, and you totally whipped our asses.
Yeah, that's true.
So if this is the route you're going with doubting yourself so that you can get on top and win,
I'll take it.
You keep going that way, and you're going to make it.
Well, that was the thing, is that week I think I played you guys. You guys were projected to beat me by
tons.
Yeah, 20 or 30 points.
No, it was in the bag.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the fuck happened. I have no fucking idea happened.
Your team needs a new pair of sheets. They shit the bed real hard.
I guess one of the biggest challenge that Bitch Slap has with their team right now is that AJ Green's going to be out for the next couple of games. I was terrified that it was going to be for this season. So we're just going to have to keep what's his face in lieu of him. Who is it? Beasley? And just hope that he picks up on that, because we don't want to drop Green.
Yeah.
He's one of our faves.
You can drop Green. I'll pick him up gladly.
That's exactly why I don't want to.
I would love to have AJ Green as well, too. Beasley... He's had games where he's gone off, though. Like, he has.
Yeah, but we're such a deep league that there's nothing but the trash left. I mean, bottom of the barrel.
Such hard. There's nobody else to pick
basically
up.
Basically, you can just cover your eyes and shoot, and you're hope it sticks.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly.
If you get 4 or 5 points from a wide receiver at this point on the board, you're
happy.
You're golden. Like, it's good stuff.
Yep.
So, we just got to take what we got to get. So, you guys have any ending remarks? You guys possibly might be doing this with me again next week. Kalina decides to stay in Egypt because it's the greatest place in the world.
Anybody who's listening, man, it's playoff time, so make sure to buckle down and get ready because it's about time to start.
That was the biggest circle statement. About playoff time, boys. It's going to start. All right, let's get it.
Hands in. No, that was truly inspiring. Thank you, leader of the trophy on our mantle.
Can't wait for the playoffs and how you announce that I'm the 3-time champion.
I will cut you before that happens. Before that even, like, I will take that fucking trophy and you will never see it again.
She's Nancy Kerrigan, you bro.
You know what I'll do is I'll take it to go get engraved with the winners on it, and it's going to have bitch slap for the rest of the years on it. All 24 fucking plaques are going to say bitch slap.
Hey, if that's how you have to get your name on it, I'm not mad at you.
So anyway, I'll go ahead and post our roster with this recording. And if you guys have any insight or any help that you could throw our way, please send it to us. And then if not... Thank you guys for joining our show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This is Saylet.
This is Peter.
This is Daniel.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.